Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And when you watch a film, do you ever consider the massive effort it takes to get that film to the big screen? It's fascinating to consider all of the elements that go into making a film, and it looks so effortless when you're watching it. So on the line now to chat to us about many elements that go into making some of our absolute favourite films that we might never even think of, we have Hollywood correspondent Jenny Bell. Thanks so much for coming on, Jenny.
Thanks a million, Donald. Yes, I don't know if you've been doing the same, but watching a lot more on TV, on Netflix, all that kind of thing of late.
I definitely have over the course of the pandemic, yeah. For sure. So
I don't know who hasn't. Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, what'll I do?
It's always that go-to thing. You're just going to go straight on it. Now, of course, I've probably been watching a few too many, but look, we'll give ourselves a few allowances for the year that's been in it. But
yeah. Sure,
give us some of the insider knowledge, Jenny, as to what goes on into making a blockbuster film that many of us watch, and we're not even aware of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you've ever sat in the cinema at the end of a movie and you've watched till the end of all the credits roll out and the lights go up, you'll know that you'll be sitting there for quite a few minutes because there are going to just be potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of names going across the screen telling us, I've been involved in this, and they get their credit, which sometimes I don't think, growing up, I really copped how important it is that these people get honoured for their work. They're doing huge work behind the scenes to get a movie out, and sometimes movies might be in production for up to 10 years sometimes if they don't have the right studio to back them, or, you know, they don't have the right team around them. Like, some movies have actually completely died before they made it, like at the last hurdle, and then someone comes along and resurrects them. And it's just, to be honest, producing and bringing a movie to the screen is literally a miracle in many cases. And I've been doing a bit of fishing around and looking up about, you know, some of the stats on movies.
Right.
Return of the King, the last of the Lord of the Rings film, that set a record back in 2003. They had 9.5 minutes of credits mentioning all kinds of people. Now, 9.5 minutes with potentially like 50 or 60 names as each screen is rolling through, if you know what I mean.
Well, each line is very, very small, and it's just a name, like one name of one person, and just a person just like Elijah Wood who is on the screen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, just to give you an idea of the number of extras, do you have any idea how many extras would have been in that?
Okay, hold on, let me see now. I'm going to 5,000.
5,000. 20,000 extras.
Oh, no.
Just the extras.
That's crazy.
20,000 is bigger than a lot of Irish towns and cities, you know? Like Jamie Mack.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not cities, but definitely towns. So they filmed for 274 days. There were 12,000 suits of armour used.
What?
1,600 pairs of prosthetic feet and ears. And it cost $94 million to make. Now, wait till you hear how much it brought in on the box office. 1.1 billion.
I never knew
worldwide.
It was over a billion. That's unbelievable. Wow.
It's nuts. It's really crazy. So movies are really, really big business. And they're often, as we said, thousands of people behind the scenes playing their part to make the movie. We've got the initial idea stage where you're, you know, getting the idea and the screenwriter's busy at work. Sometimes that can take years. Sometimes it can take a few days for some people because they really get into it and they, you know, get it out very quickly.
They do.
Then you have a producer, and then you have the location manager. They have to find the right location. You have the casting director, hair, wardrobe, makeup. They're getting the cast ready. You've got the set designer, obviously, as well. You bring the cast and crew together. You make it happen over 274 days in the case of Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. And then, you know, you bring it to the premiere, which I realised after watching a programme that we're going to talk about in a minute, I realised, my goodness, like, it must be actually quite a nervous thing to have a premiere. It's not just an exciting thing. It's actually like, I'm bringing this baby to the world, and the world is now going to judge this baby as either brilliant or an absolute flop.
It's so tough as well, because just the statistics that you mentioned there, and clearly the absolute mammoth amount of work that goes into this is reduced to, and in fairness to Return of the King, it was a long film, I'd say about 2.5 hours, but that's all it is at the end of the day. You're just seeing that in front of you. You referenced this new series. It's on Netflix. It's called The Movies That Made Us, and it goes behind the scenes of some of our favourite movies. What can we expect to see in this series, Jenny?
Yeah, well, I have to say, if I could choose one of my favourite places to work, it's on set. I really do miss being on set, and I miss observing the amount of people involved in the process. And what Netflix have done is they've brought so many people together who have made some of the blockbuster movies, and they've interviewed them. They've asked them to share the nitty-gritty, the obstacles, the challenges, the whole process that they've gone through. Sometimes, like really heart-wrenching stuff in order to get these movies made. And one of the movies, very well known, if I said, run, Forrest, run, or Ginny and Me, like peas and carrots, you might think of a movie called Forrest Gump.
It's one of my favourite movies. I really, really like that movie.
It is. It's an absolute classic. And it nearly didn't get made, would you believe?
I did hear that.
Yeah, because basically they had... They had a specific budget to work with, which is normal. You know, the studio comes along and says, yes, we'll make your movie. We'll give you a budget of, say, 10 million, which is actually very small in these terms, because obviously you've got the likes of Lord of the Rings, 94 million later, you know, it's a lot. But anyway, I don't know if you knew that Tom Hanks actually had to put his hand in his own pocket to provide $1 million to finish the movie.
I had heard that as well, yeah it's crazy.
Robert Zemeckis, the director, and himself basically were told by Paramount we're not going to pay for probably one of the biggest scenes in the movie, which is the last scene where he's running across America past all these amazing areas, amazing monumental buildings and landscape. And do you know that they actually filmed that? Not only did the director, Robert Zemeckis, and Tom Hanks pay for that, but they actually filmed it without Paramount knowing.
Wow.
And, oh, it's amazing. Wait till you see the series. Like, it's really fascinating. They actually had an insider kind of saying, okay, go for it. It's a secret project. Go for it. And what they did was they literally got on planes and off planes in the same day to all these various locations to film. Like, Tom Hanks... as Forrest Gump running with these hundreds of people behind him, you know?
Wow.
So it's really fascinating what the lengths that they go to. Now, Tom and Robert did very well. On top of their fee, they actually got a performance pay. They were performance pay based. So depending on how well it did in the cinema, they would get, you know...
Yeah,
royalties.
A percentage of it anyway.
Yeah,
I won an Oscar, sure, so I'd say.
Exactly. Many Oscars.
Yeah.
Many Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, they won across the board. They were just amazing that year. In 94 it was. And actually, Tom Hanks got an estimated $60 million for that. And that's on top of his acting. You know, that's just for... providing that $1 million.
That's unreal. We're running a little low on time, Jenny. What goes into the making of the film? One thing that you would say is fascinating. How can you suggest that maybe we learn more about this? Like, you have so many facts. How can people go out there and try to learn more about the films that they know and love so much?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the making of the movies is up there on Netflix, and you've got quite a number of brilliant movies. I know we're going to do another session to talk a bit more about the movies, but you can also go onto YouTube, and if you put an inverted commas, something like making of, and then movie, and you can put your favourite movie in there, and sometimes someone has uploaded like a short or a longer video. I've had great fun sort of finding all sorts of different items and different information. Like, for example, Back to the Future was going to be called Spaceman from Pluto.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad they called it Back to the Future. And like, even the process behind Jurassic Park being made is extraordinary, you know? That was very cutting edge CGI technology that they used. So yeah, basically Netflix have it, YouTube, maybe Vimeo as well. And you can learn all about what goes on behind the scenes.
And the music, it's really fascinating. The music is extremely important as well, also.
Absolutely.
Jenny Bell, our Harleywood correspondent, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.